Hey, prophetic, good morning to all. This is Bishop Alexander MCK Chileshe. I am with the Prophetic View podcast show under the emblem of the Prophetic View Global Ministries based in Windhoek, Namibia. At this hour, I want to talk on a subject titled The Power of Hope. And in this subject, we're going to be drawing our strength from the book of Psalms 71, verse 12 to 16. And the psalm reads, O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor, who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. This was David. You see, time and again, I have found myself in certain geographical locations in my life where I have witnessed the incredible power of God. See, the human mind human perception from the physical aspect wants us to see manifestation take place in the now and not in the tomorrow. Some people ask questions, is this possible that manifestation takes place in the now? The answer is yes. Some people ask questions, why is it that manifestation takes place in the now for certain people and not for certain other types of people? The answer is God's timing. Delay is not denial. The power of hope. There's a time, a point in my life where I once fell sick unexpectedly. And within a few weeks of being terminally ill, I lost the strength to walk. And daily, I could see myself dying. Daily, I could see myself dying both physically and spiritually. It was as if the more I prayed for the hand of God to touch me and to heal me, it was the more I got sick. The more I got critical. I reached a point where I said, I will not pray to the Lord anymore. If he wants me alive, then he better keep me alive. Oh, other people should be able to get up and pray for me in the same manner that I pray for people. I lost hope. And the moment we lose hope, it is in that point in time that we allow the devil to begin to take charge. He begins to whisper a certain negativity within us. Everything and everybody around us becomes a problem. We begin to equate our problems to another person's problems. we begin to compare situations, our situations to other people's situations. We begin to become judgmental over the people that surround us, the people that love us, the people that care for us, the people that pray for us. We begin to doubt each and every single person that is around us that speaketh forth for our good. Why do we do this? It's because we've lost hope. And when we've lost hope, we've opened the door to the devil. And when we've opened the door to the devil, he's got the power and the right, the spiritual legal rights to whisper in our minds, in our hearts, on how we should act, what we should think, how we should behave. At this particular juncture, when I found myself in a critical state, I had visited many men and women of God to touch me and heal me. No matter how anointed they were, I could not be touched, I could not be reached in the spirit because I had given up on the spirit of hope. And at one point, I remember I realized I was going through the Bible in my sickbed, and I came to Psalm 71. And I read and I read the Psalm of David and how David goes on to say, "But I will hope continually." David had hope in the Lord continually. The statement told me in that moment that things were bad for him. That his hope had reached the point of end. But he still gave praise and prayer, and he from where the road ends, he extended the road by spiritual hope and faith. And there I was saying, this man is called that one that was righteous before the Lord. One that was declared. He that was chosen and anointed by God. He that was after God's own heart, the Bible says. If he could reach that point and still hope continually, why then would I not do the same? In that moment, there was an activation of the power of hope. And the woman of God, my mother, came to visit that day, as it was such a coincidence. On that day, she laid hands on me, she laid hands on my feet, she prayed a power prayer. And before I knew it, I had strength in my body, strength in my feet, in my legs, to stand and to begin to walk. There was instantaneous healing. In many places I have traveled, there has been a challenge of finances where I've not known where I'll sleep. I've not known how I'll go on with ministry the following day. I do not know how I'll fly back to my country. But there has been the propensity of the power of hope constantly within the midst of God's presence. For as long as we surrender ourselves in God's presence, the power of hope speaks for every single situation. So to you, dear brethren, in this hour, in this season that is facing hopelessness, I am saying, may you face hope in the name of Jesus. May you turn from the valley of darkness where you're facing and turn into the valley of light in the name of Jesus. If you believe, then hold on to hope and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, Shalom.